Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Old school security kicks in after the break-in. Too late. Simply Safe rewinds the story, stopping crime before it starts. Active Guard Outdoor Protection uses AI-powered cameras to detect intruders, alert live monitoring agents, and can deter intruders before they reach your door. It's proactive protection, plus a 60-day money-back guarantee and no contracts. To get 60% off your new system, go to simplysafe.com/podcast. That's simplysafe.com/podcast. There's no safe like Simply Safe.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
That's Kyle Bradish after the Orioles 4-1 win over the White Sox. Bradish went five innings, gave up only four hits, did walk four, only one earned run, struck out nine. Orioles win 4-1. They get their 70th win of the season. The Orioles do not confirm anything, but I reached out to my sources over the weekend, and they were for bone. They were trying to stick at 69 wins for as long as possible, but they did finally win yesterday.
Was that what the Cano thing was all about?
That's what it was.
Just every time you get a lead, take your closer out and bring Cano in.
Yeah, that was for bone. So, but they won their 70th game last night, and Kyle Bradish got a lot of swing and miss.
Yeah, look, it's starting to get a little chilly. He hasn't been built up normally. There's nothing. I mean, the environment in some of these ballparks is less than sterile. I think the initial adrenaline rush of his return has worn off.
Dogs were in the house last night, Jason.
Yeah, dogs. Yeah,
it's an atmosphere.
I don't think. Yeah, okay. You know, this is not the type of September he's used to pitching in as a Baltimore Oriole. So I think there's going to be, the control's going to wane a little bit. Not every outing is going to be like he's shot out of a cannon. But it's impossible not to be incredibly impressed with what he's been able to do here, pitching regularly since he came back. And you hope it happens one or two more times. And then you hope, this is where I really hope, this is where hope really comes in. Because there's no institutional history to say they can do it, but you hope that they come up with a cogent plan to get six plus starters through next season, and you hope they've got a way to navigate Bradish through a full season, knowing that he's had two seasons completely compromised by Tommy John that really should have only taken out one.
Yeah, talking with Bordy last night, and we're about to talk to Bordy in 5 minutes. Bradish is one of those guys where there's 12 games remaining in the season. This is one of those big reasons to watch and see Kyle Bradish. Was it perfect? No, you mentioned the walks, Ken, but 17 swing and misses last night. And the sinker especially, getting 50% whiff rate on that. And last night, because of the walks, it's not like he was consistently ahead of batters, but when we have seen Kyle Bradish pitch from ahead, he's been dominant at just a 250 OPS off of him in those situations. And Jackson Holliday, his on
two base, more hits and a walk.
His on base streak extends to 16.
Yeah, he's something clicked with him a couple weeks ago. Not only hitting the ball, but the walks, which were non-existent until that point.
Yeah, I think it's really important that he and Kobe Mayo finished this season on a bit of an upswing. And that, you know, at the end of the year when they can look at their numbers, they don't look maybe quite as troubling as it would have looked for both 10 to 20 days ago. So that's something that can be accomplished in the final couple of weeks. Jeremiah Jackson is starting to cool off. And I just, you know, we all got excited about it. There's been so few player development success stories like that in this organization. You know, dudes coming out of nowhere. And they just haven't. I mean, and they tried it this year with a bunch of guys, right? Tried it with him, tried it with Carlson. They had Jordan Adams, the other former top Angels outfield prospect. I think they also better get real about who they are and how badly they need an everyday. They need a proven everyday outfielder who they want in the lineup every day from outside this organization if they're even remotely serious about competing. And they probably might need another bat on top of that. But, like, they better get real about how meek the production from their outfield could be next year if they think they got the guys.
How about Dietrich Enns? Three innings saved, no hits, four strikeouts.
He's by far, for me, been the best of this group of vagabonds they brought in. I mean, could he at least be a mop-up guy for them next year? I think he could.
Yeah. By the way, I'm sure somebody else has said this at some point, but I wish John Means was still here only to go from a means to an ends at some point during a game. But nice. Alas,
well done.
He's in the, I think he's still in the Cleveland organization, is he not?
He is.
Orioles and White Sox, game two of this three-game series tonight, 7:40. But don't you fret. BBT tonight at 6. It's Bone and
Jim Hunter.
Oh, Jim Hunter and the Bone coming up at 6. But coming up next, he joined the Bone last night, the award-winning Bordy and the Bone. Oriole Hall of Famer Mike Bordick. What did he think of Kyle Bradish? What did he think of the promotion for Mike Elias? We'll ask Bordy next here on The Fan.
ARC Raiders. A multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Most security systems react after a break-in begins. That's too late. SimpliSafe is different. It's proactive. Active Guard Outdoor Protection uses AI-powered cameras to spot suspicious activity before criminals get inside. Live monitoring agents can see, speak to, and scare off intruders in real time, quickly calling police if needed. To get 60% off your new system, go to simplisafe.com/podcast. That's simplisafe.com/podcast for 60% off. There's no safe like SimpliSafe.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.